I don't know what you're doing.
What do you mean you don't know what I'm doing?
What do you mean I don't know what I'm doing?
Abra, Abra, Kadabra.
That was the newest Eminem song brought to you by Eminem. And
the real Slim Shady.
I'll just say, and the sweet side of life.
Well, we can't coin that.
We're bringing it, though. We brought it.
We brought it. We brought it to the recording.
So, you are now listening to Welcome to...
Words.
Oh.
Words. Welcome. We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast.
With our exclusive... Hitting the streets with the sweets. That's the coin phrase. I couldn't think
And
of.
We're sober.
Are we?
I would hope so, because you're driving.
I'm high on life.
You're high on your turkey sandwich from Starbucks. What'd they put in that?
Yes, good stuff. So what are we doing?
We are on our way to SMI Sea Mountain Inn in Palm Springs, California. Not to be confused with the one they have in Vegas, which we've never been there.
Not yet.
Not yet. We heard it was good, though. But, so this is our second visit to SMI.
Our first visit was October of 2020.
You looked it up?
No, but it was.
Oh. It was...
Because the COVID protocols were still very much being talked about, and it was October.
Oh. COVID protocols at a naked resort where people fuck.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We were wondering about, like, the mask and stuff. Like, those are all questions. So, in October 2020, that was definitely still a question.
Yeah, okay.
October 21, it wasn't a question.
Got it. So. I was like, wear your mask, but not your clothes.
Wear a mask and a condom at all times, people.
That's the protocol. So, Sea Mountain Inn. We went there, obviously, 2020. So it's been a minute, 4 years, almost yes. 4 years since we've been there.
Yes.
A lot has changed in our swinging life and our everything. I have boobs now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are kind of not sure what to expect because our first visit was a little scary, not like anything they did, just our own personal feelings and insecurities. And
well, if you listen to that episode, we have a whole episode dedicated to it in the beginning part of the podcast, and it was one of our first resort. Like, we had done FA, but FA's inside, it's dark, you can wear clothes, and SMI is the complete opposite of that.
Outside, it's very bright outside,
and you're naked.
So, I did hear from somebody that they, like, strip you down right when you get there, and I feel like that sounds a little more aggressive than what I remember, even in my, like, terrified state of what was going to happen.
They walked us around.
Yeah, in our clothes.
They took us into the room.
Yeah, in our clothes, they showed us around, and then, like, basically, I mean, yeah, you have to be naked, but they gave us...
You can wear a towel.
Yeah. Or a sarong. So...
Not to be confused with a thong.
No, you can't wear a thong. But then at night, you can wear lingerie to their little night party.
Yeah.
So...
But tonight is a special event. It's Summerween.
Yes.
So they're having, like, a costume contest and...
Which I was so confused about, and I asked somebody, I was like, what kind of costume do you wear naked? And basically they said ears or like a headband. I was like,
what?
Like, because you have to be naked. So, like, I'm like, what? How do you wear a costume but be naked?
I don't know.
It's very contradictory.
In the description, they reference Alice in Wonderland a few times. Mad Hatter type stuff. So, hats? I don't know.
So you can wear a hat.
It's safe to say we're not going to participate in that.
We have
portion.
No clue.
Like, we're not staying there. We're just doing a day pass. So we're not trying to bring a whole luggage of stuff. And we already have enough shit with our cooler and backpack and
and
all that. So
it's supposed to be 100. You said 110 today.
110, 111. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to wear our sunscreen. And
they have a no sunscreen policy there.
No. But if I do remember, I feel like the pool wasn't in direct sunlight because it's got kind of high buildings all around it and trees. But we'll see. Like I said, it's been 4 years.
Things high buildings? Changed.
Like it's in the center of like all of the... Remember that
it's
big
in the
wall?
Times Square, New York?
No, remember that big wall that like had like the Buddha thing on it that was adjacent?
Yeah.
So that's on one side and then...
I can kind of... They have some higher walls there. I don't remember much as far as cover, but we were hardly in the pool
last time. It was October,
it was cooler.
We were in the jacuzzi.
But this time will be more pool, less jacuzzi.
Right. So we're getting there early. We're hoping to get a chair or two and be able to ease our way in since we're sober and being
naked. We're only sober now.
Yeah, being
we're
naked.
We're not sober in general life.
No, obviously. We do a drinking podcast that has swinging in it.
So this is our last podcast.
It's not our last podcast. People are not going to understand what you're saying. So anyway, we were thinking we were going, and nobody, we weren't going to know anybody there necessarily. Like we didn't really, I don't know. Did you put a rendezvous out? You probably did.
I did.
You always do.
It's far enough away that we don't typically run into people we know.
We know, right.
Unless we kind of pre-organize it.
Right. But, if you listen to our last podcast, we did an interview at Via Vita with Zac Efron and Britney Bitch, and it so happens it was Zac Efron's birthday yesterday, and so when we wished him happy birthday, his wife texted us on the side, and she was like, because we, in the birthday thing, we said, are you guys doing anything, and he said no, and then... and then we said, oh, we're going to celebrate for you at your favorite place, SMI, et cetera, et cetera. And then he was like, oh, how fun. But then his wife messaged us on the side and was like, oh my gosh, you guys, we're going. He doesn't know. It's a surprise, but we're going to SMI too for his birthday. So small world swinging is here in Southern California. We realize we usually run into somebody we know.
Yeah, especially now since we've been out there for quite a while.
Yeah. So they're going to be there celebrating Zac Efron's birthday. Wouldn't it be wild if the actual Zac Efron had the same birthday?
Oh, we had to look that up. I could see it.
Yeah, that would be wild. Anyway, so we're looking forward to it. They're a fun couple, and like we've talked about in our last podcast, low pressure. So we will still have the ability to spread our wings.
Or legs.
Or legs. And not like feel like we are tied to somebody, which, I mean, not that I always feel like that. I'm just saying, like, when you have friends there, sometimes you want to talk to your friends. But
yeah, it's harder to spread your wings when you have your friends there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so it'll be fun. But I don't know what time they're getting there. So this will not go up until after they get there because we don't want to ruin a surprise for anybody. And I don't know if they listen regularly, but we definitely told them theirs, just the one that they did just posted. So they probably listen to that. And I don't know when they're going to listen to it. So we don't want them to listen to that and then it roll into this one. And then it's like, surprise, ruined.
Yeah.
So anyway, happy birthday to him. And anything else we're...
Well, we got next Saturday, the 10th, August 10th of 2024, we're going to be going back to Via Vita, the place we just reviewed in our last podcast, the DTF community that we go to all their parties, the Lust parties that hold their monthly parties. They are doing a takeover slash partnership with Via Vita, and they're doing a big glow party there. So it's going to be a daytime pool party from 12:30 noonish to late night, and it's going to be a glow party. It's going to be a fun time. So August 10th, if you're in the SoCal area and you wish to go to that, you are allowed. So check it out, Via Vita. I don't know what the website is, but you can find them on Cassidy, Via Vita, and also DTF Community. And if you ultimately cannot find it, you do want to go, you can always email us and I can give you the actual link to the website. And yeah, you can go there, check it out.
Yeah, and then we are not
doing maybe you.
What?
Maybe you too can squirt on my foot.
We are not doing our podcast from SMI.
No.
So we don't have a space to do it since we're just going for the day, and we really didn't set it up ahead of time, but we did get new equipment to make it easier to do podcasts.
We did.
on the road, let's say.
Yeah, one thing, if you've listened to our podcast in the past, you can hear there's usage of two mics, but there's always four people in the interview, so you can always hear a person yelling in the background, but it's hard to hear what they're saying because their partner didn't pass in the microphone or whatever the case may be. But now we have a whole setup where we can do four microphones at the same time. So everybody will have a equal voice, and the quality is going to be better. So yeah, looking forward to utilizing that equipment on the first party next weekend, August 10th. We're doing our party there, our podcast there.
Yeah, we're going to do it there. Well, we'll see. I mean, we're going to bring it. I think we're going to test it at least and see who wants to put their voice out there.
Yeah, there's actually another... podcasters going to be there. Front Porch Swingers are going to be there. I don't think they're doing anything podcast wise. They're there to hang out, and they're good friends with the owner of Bia Vita. So it'd be nice to meet them.
Yeah, maybe we could do one with them.
Maybe they're like, we're off, guys.
Yeah, they might feel that way too.
They might. Yeah,
it's
they've been around for a while. They're OG, so they might be like, nope, we're chilling today.
But we'll probably do a Say Less.
Yeah, I might do a Say Less there.
Yeah, that last Say Less was pretty good.
That was insane.
It was insane. So if you didn't listen, if this, somehow you're listening to this one and you're not, you haven't listened to the one before this one, listen to the one before this one.
All right, so if this is a first-time listen for you guys, this is not the usual podcast. We normally do it in our studio back at the house. This is the exclusive episodes we do from the road, which is called Hitting the Streets with the Sweets. And this is where we capture life as it's live on our way to events. So please check out our other podcast and go all the way back to one to really hear the origin story. The origin story. Love it. It sounds like we're some like villains or something. This is our origin
this
story.
This is our origin. It all began.
Yes.
But yeah, so do that.
Do
or
it.
At the very least, listen to the one before this one. Because with our interviews and our Say Less, it was a long one, but it was wild.
Yes, it's a two-hour podcast. So,
to
the people that want them longer, you're welcome.
Yeah, we've had some feedback that when I say, hey, let's continue, and you're like, no, and then they've said, you should continue.
But here's the thing is, I'm never doing that again, because that was a pain in the ass to edit.
I know. Oh, that's the problem with, not the problem, I guess, yeah, the problem with the ones that we do kind of on the fly in the events is that, one, people aren't as used to, you know, editing their own names if they don't want them to be said.
Yeah.
So you have to edit that. And then two, there's a lot of screaming and you have to kind of bring levels and cut out anything that like is just dead air, or
it's not a controlled environment.
Yeah.
Our studios, we got it set up, it's a little more controlled, so it's easier to maintain.
Right. So anywho, we are looking forward to our new adventure today, and we will recap it, but I think we're gonna recap Athena's first. That's what we said, because we literally, it's been like 2 months since we did an Athena.
I don't remember Athena's.
Liar. You literally were talking about it the other day. So
that's true.
I think we're going to do that. And then, I don't know, depending on what happens at SMI, maybe its own podcast. Maybe we'll just do it on the way home. We always say that, but we never do, because we're usually hungover.
Hungover and,
exhausted. Exhausted. We have no energy.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But thank you guys for listening. And
really quick, you can email us at the Sweet Side of Life Podcast at outlook.com. You can find us on TikTok if you just look up the Sweet Side of Life Podcast.
If you want to just know what we look like, TikTok's a good place.
Yeah, TikTok has, we got our faces out there. So We're secretive, but not secretive. What was the other thing? Oh, please, if you're enjoying the show, give us a rating on your Apples or your Spotify's. If you don't like the show, then just delete
it
from
yourself and don't listen anymore.
It's pretty easy. But the more reviews you guys do, the more we go up in rankings and the more people will see us. We're in like 30 countries right now, and I don't know how many countries there are, but I want to be in all of them. So that's our goal for August.
Two things to Google: how many countries are there, and what is Zac Efron's birthday?
All right, we've got something to do for the rest of our trip.
For the rest of our ride down.
All right, take it away.
All right, when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you.